We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold. I remember saying something like,
I feel a bit lightheaded. Maybe you should drive.
Suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats, all swooping and screeching and diving around the car. And a voice was screaming,
Holy Jesus,
what are these goddamn animals?
Good! Hey!
Say something!
Never mind. It's your turn to drive.
No point mentioning these bats, I thought. The poor bastard will see them soon enough. We had two bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can. The only thing that really worried me was the ether. There is nothing in the world more helpless and irresponsible and depraved than a man in the depths of an ether binge. And I knew we'd get into that rotten stuff pretty soon.
A House subcommittee report says illegal drugs killed 160 American GIs last year, 40 of them in Vietnam. Drugs were
stealing. One dog, man! One dog over the line!
One toke, you poor fool.
Sweet, sweet Mary.
Wait till you see those goddamn bats, man.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Oh, what you doing? Well, you can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Stop. Chair. And if I'm Company down very quickly. There's the inside cradle. Inside cradle angle, not wasting any time. You will think that there might be a fast count on the move in the offering there on those two occasions.
They were fast, but
Triple H countered a Kurt Angle. And a hard knockdown, a tape right hand of his former four-time champion, already complaining that, and rightfully so, that his former beloved had a little quick count there, a little quick on the trigger.
And then he complained that she was slow counting on Kurt, but she's probably tired. She was counting so fast.
Kurt Angle. He'll go Olympic on you, I'll tell you that.
Now, can I go on record once again, or did I already go on record the same? He's got no chance.
You've gone on the record, and I can't deny it. But I think you're probably going to be right, unfortunately. And middle of the game, taken away at Kurt Angle.
You know what everybody wants to think out there? It's the game. It's what he spent 8 months recuperating. This is all about his shot at WrestleMania. And, ooh! I mean, this could cost him everything, but unfortunately, I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
Game has had great success at the last couple of No Way Out events. He beat Mankind in a Hell in a Cell 2 years ago, and last year he beat Stone Cold 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, but he never had a scorned wife as a referee.
Come on!
The game somehow, my God, he's back up! The Angle slam! Angle hooks the leg! I don't believe this! You should have believed it! Stephanie, we're going to screw the game, and that's exactly what happened.
That's going to be an Olympic WrestleMania. How appropriate!
Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village.
My style's wild, and you know that it's still it.
This snow bag's nothing, and you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
weekend. I was watching the Grammys, and I saw Michael Jackson on there. I said, oh, I'm so cute, and I'm so shy. And he said, oh, and then, are you kidding me? What I've got here is a man that is not afraid to tell exactly what he is because he has all the qualifications. He has all the confidence in himself. He has all the abilities. It is truly wonderful to have you here, Mr. Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful. It is a pleasure for me personally as a man, as an athlete, and as a gentleman to have you here. God bless you for coming on. I love you. How you doing?
You know something, Rod? In the past few weeks, you know, I've been watching the Piper's Pit.
Yeah.
And you know something? I think it's wonderful. It's very wonderful, and thank you for all
bless
those
you,
wonderful
you.
Words.
Ah,
same to
great.
You, brother. It's
no,
great.
That's nice.
You know,
that's
you
nice.
Deserve, I deserve you, and you deserve me. You know,
you're right. You know what?
Kind.
You know what? There's nobody that has a body quite like yours. There's nobody that has the speed.
That is true. But, you know, I think like the Snookers and the Santanas and the Preskies and the Blairs and the Palomos and the Gilberts, they seem to be intimidated by you. They seem to be, they're not on the same wavelength.
Maybe because that's because you're on my side.
Exactly. They're intimidated.
Yes.
Because I'm right behind them.
That's all
what
right.
It amounts to, what it amounts to is that I wanted you to be my manager because you had intelligence. You didn't have a fat belly.
No.
You didn't have gray hair.
No.
You got intelligence.
Thank you. You know why I wanted to manage you is because of the perfection that I saw in you, the perfection I saw in your moves, the perfection I saw in the way you deliberately do your holds, the deliberateness in which you do something. You're completely confident, know exactly what you're doing all the time, and that's what makes you so wonderful.
But let me tell you this, too. You bring the best out of me. You bring the best out of me. You know what you've been in that corner.
Oh, let me tell you something. It's an honor. It's an honor to have someone like you. Ladies and gentlemen, I bet you you're thankful we have someone like this on the earth just for the kids of America.
Oh, enough of this talk of plots and scenarios. Join me in a cup of coffee, would you?
Coffee, mister? Thanks.
The professor's book is still going to be published.
Oh, yes, indeed, my dear. But without the letters, I'm afraid it will be regarded as the jottings of a revisionist crank. An ex-crank, as a matter of fact. The silver streak does have its drawbacks, but please try the marmalade. They do provide an excellent cuisine.
Oh, thank you, sir. I tell the boys in the kitchen, we aims to please. Coffee, miss?
No, thanks.
He ain't bullshitting about the cuisine.
Stuart?
That your lady, man? She's something else.
Stuart?
Stand up, mama. Let me get a look at you.
Stuart?
Have mercy.
Stuart, you may go. Thank you very much.
Can I help you, sir? Just a little more coffee?
No, thank you. I'll
half a
my
cup.
Supper.
Oh, sorry, sir. Look what I've done.
You get
me,
out.
Let me see what I...
You ignorant nigger.
Hey, man, who you calling nigger, huh? You don't know me well enough to call me no nigger. I'll slap the taste out your mouth. You don't even know my name. I'll whoop your ass. Beat the white off your ass.
We'll be right back. the face of crime. It just gets bigger and badder and uglier every day.
Good evening, pagans. Don't forget your goat leggings.
You have to admire their techniques in crowd control. People against goodness and normalcy. P-A-G-A-N. Pagan.
Ah, here are two who have not yet sipped the nectar of Shaitan.
A small surprise before the ceremony starts?
Why not?
You?
I had a big lunch.
Behind you.
ships behind. Oh, sugar, two steps behind.
Oh, well, what do you want? Well, there's two things on the menu, either a slap in the mouth or a rock burger. Either one you...
What the hell's it just got?
I told you, Rock. I told you. Just...
Look at this! With an iron pipe! Good grief.
Representing the corporate ministry, weighing 246 pounds, Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
In recent weeks, we have seen Helmsley shove The Rock off the stage, which broke through, resulting in 16 stitches in the Rock, top of The Rock's head.
Rock, I know you're in the back crying over your little injury. And I know you don't have the guts to come out here. So I'm gonna make it easy for you. And I'm gonna have him count you out now.
You smell what The Rock is cooking?
What, does that answer your question, King? Here it comes. And here comes The Rock. The Rock and Triple H. Two young studs here in the WWF. And maybe we should change the charge. Well, I don't know that. Unfortunately, you're right. Begging Helmsley to come get him some. And Helmsley tossed right on the top rope.
Come on, I got to agree with Shane. He's going to use that thing as a cast. The people's, I mean, as a weapon. The people's cast. Oh.
Now this is for The Rock and all of his Latinos. The Rock kicking your monkey assy.
Right here. They're coming. Oh, wait a minute.
He blocked it. Look out.
Oh, God almighty. Help me there. Go. Look out. Oh, there's your weapon.
Has a little establishment adjacent to the SmackDown Hotel. It's calling for Triple H. Oh, he may have him.
Oh, yeah. Some more. Helmsley can't score those clotheslines. How could we ever forget the ninth wonder of the world?
I originated that statement. She may make a difference right now.
Rock right here by it. Come on!
Oh!
Hey!
What?
Oh! And a forearm shot right to the head.
Watch it.
No! Oh! And a Rock, this...
JR, you act like that's news to Hunter.
Oh! Oh, look at this! What a collision.
Shouldn't be out here with a broken arm.
Rock fighting back. Look at him fighting back here. DDT! On that occasion, on that exchange. Yeah. Oh, there. Armbar takedown on that. Look at this. Oh. Senior referee Earl Hedman going to let this go. Got a Rock back up. And a Rock with the right hand. Oh. Oh, a Rock. Oh, what a right hand. Helmsley reeling now. Oh, the Rock. And oh, over the top rope, all the way to the floor. Oh, gosh, that's sickening. Hammerlock. And a Rock helpless. Tenney will block it. Rock, that one arm. Wait a minute. Rock bottom time. Hey, hey. A Rock to the DDT. First, the Rock gets the DDT. Now, Triple H has got the chair. And the referee is taking. Hamlin's about to get himself disqualified here. Hey! What the hell? What has Shane McMahon done to motivate Helmsley to this level? Uh-oh. The Rock. Ah! 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 What a shot! Look at this! And The Rock just knocked the referee. He was hammered right in the face.
And oh, Helmsley, laid open.
Helmsley has been laid open. Look out there. Oh, man.
Watch it.
Oh. Helmsley is a bloody mess. Oh. Oh. Rock just nailed Helmsley again. Man, this is a serious situation between these two young studs here. That. Helmsley from behind.
Yeah, China.
China. Yes. Yeah. Rock bottom. Triple H has just. Rock. placing that steel chair across Triple H's face.
No.
Oh, big breath. Oh,
he's got China.
Oh, and right in the arm. And another. Look at this attack by. And the, when he was hammering the Rock's broken arm with that chair.
Syracuse gonna look like a walk in the park.
because he's going to take you apart.
As you see, the British Bulldog barely broke a sweat with Matt and Jannetty. The Bulldog's dream come true. Jim Gardner's dream come true. I meet the winner and the world champion, who that's going to be in Survivor Series. I will meet them in December in your house. See you there.
All right, back to you, Vinnie Mac.
All right, thank you very much.
Now scanning pons area, spinal nerve fiber connection.
Indications of some neurological trauma. The power pouring through that mind meld must have been staggering. Spock.
Jim. I should have known.
Were you right about V'ger?
A life form of its own. A conscious living entity.
A living machine?
It considers the Enterprise a living machine. That's why the probe refers to our ship as an entity.
I saw V'ger's planet. A planet populated by living machines. Unbelievable technology. V'ger has knowledge that spans this universe. And yet, with all its pure logic, V'ger is barren, cold, no mystery, no beauty. I should have known.
No. I know not. Spock.
should you have known? What should you have known?
Feeling is beyond Vedra's comprehension. No meaning, no hope. Jim, no answers. It's asking questions.
What questions?
Is this all that I am? Is there nothing more?
Bridge to captain.
Kirk here.
A faint signal from Starfleet, sir. Intruder cloud has been located on their outer monitors for the past 27 minutes. Cloud dissipating rapidly as it approaches.
Starfleet reports forward velocity is slowed to sub-warp speed. We are 3 minutes from Earth orbit.
I'll be right there.
I need Spock on the bridge.
Dalphiline, 5 cc's.
A machine planet. Sending a machine to Earth. Looking for its creator. It's absolutely incredible.
Mr. Chekov, Commander Decker's present location.
They are in engineering, sir.